WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
Fountains of Wayne, the band led by songwriters Adam Schlesinger and Chris Collingwood, has a new album called Traffic and Weather, their first collection of new songs in 4 years. The band came close to becoming a mass audience act in 2003 with a hit single and music video for their song Stacy's Mom. More recently, Schlesinger wrote some of the parody pop songs for the Drew Barrymore-Hugh Grant movie Music and Lyrics. Rock critic Ken Tucker says the new album is a deeper exploration of the central question about Fountains of Wayne. Are they making potential hit songs or satirizing them?
Seth Shapiro got his law degree. He moved to Brooklyn from Schenectady, 93. Got some clients in the food industry. He says it's not the money, it's the recipes. He calls his mom, says he's doing fine. She's got somebody on the other line. Puts Coldplay on, pours a glass of wine. He curls up with a book about organized crime.
That's Someone to Love, the song that leads off Fountains of Wayne's Traffic and Weather. It's the album's first single and typically first-rate craft. This is a tale of two lonely urban singletons told with tight little rhymes that get the details both right, consuming Coldplay with white wine, and depressingly specific. While the song's lyric may be too downbeat for mass amusement, the melody is a chipper counterpoint. And anyway, the video for this song is going to star Dimitri Martin, a young comic with a lot of hip cred for his genuinely funny work on The Daily Show with Jon Stewart. But Fountains of Wayne aren't, to their credit, going for facile coolness. Consider this finely observed, almost majestic anecdote of betrayal.
I saw you holding hands with some guy wearing light blue Dockers pants, and I thought that I might just give you a chance to explain what the hell is in your brain. You know you pretend you're going to see bright for the long weekend, but something don't seem right, and your best friend Renee keeps on saying she saw you at the Gap with somebody in a baseball cap.
Fountains of Wayne music always aspires to a platonic ideal. Teen pop music that sounds as smooth and catchy as anything recorded by Gary Lewis and the Playboys in the 60s or Hilary Duff in the present time. But whereas those acts were and are able to sing in the first person about fresh heartache and youthful self-doubt, as 30 going on 40-somethings, Schlesinger and Collingwood know that they would sound like fakes or knaves if they tried to do that. And so, like Chuck Berry so many years before them, they create younger, less jaded characters than themselves who carry the emotions the band wants to get across. Chuck had Nadine and Little Queenie. Fountains of Wayne have Michael and Heather at the baggage claim.
Michael and Heather at the baggage claim. Tired of playing the waiting game. Every bag has got a different name. Michael and Heather may never get home again.
Michael and Heather.
Schlesinger and Collingwood put word power into their pop, composing taut couplets with frequent interior rhymes. In various songs here, their way of keeping it real is to name-check Costco, Light Blue Dockers, and the sitcom The King of Queens. They inhabit our world as much as a band can, whose co-leader scores Hollywood movies and is writing the score for a John Waters Broadway musical. In that same tradition, Fountains of Wayne do it the old-fashioned songwriting way, putting their anxieties, their insecurities, and their ambivalence into their puns, their rhymes, and their melodies. Whereas most pop rock strives to sound tossed off, Fountains of Wayne aren't afraid to let their naked ambition stand revealed.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Traffic and Weather by Fountains of Wayne.